You're in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, emanating from our beautiful studios at First Star Logistics. Final thoughts on the Detroit Lions victory, 34-11 for the Cincinnati Bengals. Doesn't happen often in the league to win against another NFL team by 23 points. I think that's the thing that I'm going to take away from it. When they got them down, they continued to play and keep them down. They didn't reposition themselves and allow the Lions to get up off the mat. I mean, they kept the pressure on, and they buried them. They finished them, and that's a good sign. In the second half, for the second time this season, they did it against Jacksonville. They did it against Detroit. They scored on every possession in the second half. They scored touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, then kneeled on the ball to end the game. The scoring spree started, though, at the end of the second quarter. In the final 2 minutes of the second quarter, Cincinnati Bengals, by kicking a field goal in Detroit, have scored 31 points in six football games in the final 2 minutes. That's the top three in the National Football League. And then they followed it up with they've won the coin toss 11 times in a row. So they've deferred. So they want the kickoff to start the second half. They score 31 points in the final 2 minutes. They come right out and they score. All their points in the third quarter, 31 points, have been scored on their first drive after halftime. So they've been scoring in the final 2 minutes and then first drive in the third quarter. I mean, they've just really separated themselves from football teams by going back-to-back scores, and the opponent doesn't have possession. They finish a two-minute drive in the second quarter, go in the locker room, make adjustments, both teams come back out, and they score again. Start the third quarter. That has stood them in good stead. So it's kind of unique the way that's happened, and it happened in Detroit. I think obviously the Detroit Lions are struggling as a football team offensively. They don't have any wide receiver weapons of any legitimacy, in all honesty. They have an all-pro tight end, though. And they do have a duo of running backs that are very, very quality. But the defense, 51 yards on 29 snaps in the first half. That's remarkable. They didn't give up. They held the Lions to under 100 yards and no points until the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. And they gave up 10 points. Basically, they substituted defensive personnel. They rested some guys. Joe Burrow rested. I mean, players were on the bench. I mean, the Bengals were emptying their bench. That was a good thing to see. Defensively, they played a lot of snaps the last few weeks, so it was good to let those guys rest and get ready for a big matchup in Baltimore against Lamar Jackson and company, where you're going to be challenged. You're going to be running around that football field all day long. I do think that Joe Burrow threw for 270 plus yards, three touchdowns and an interception in the football game. He had a good performance, quarterback rating of well over 100 again. Joe Mixon almost had 100 yards running the football. Jamar Chase almost had 100 yards catching the football. The play of the day, though, the 40-yard touchdown Joe Mixon had. On fourth and one, they throw the ball to Joe Mixon out of the backfield. Jamar Chase was running a shallow cross on that play. The linebacker got caught up inside on a blitz in the wash. Joe Mixon's wide open. He catches the football. Jamar Chase was open too. Burrow could have thrown to him, but Mixon's 10 yards open. Jamar Chase sees there's only one safety in front of Joe Mixon. He sprints. I mean, shows his explosiveness, his acceleration, sprints in front of Joe Mixon, knocks the safety on his back. Joe Mixon goes into the end zone on a 40-yard touchdown. Hustle plays like that. The Bengals have had multiple hustle plays. A hustle play like that from Jamar Chase is huge. He wasn't upset that he didn't catch the football when he was wide open on the route. His teammate did. What did he do? I'm going to go help my teammate score. That unselfishness, that being all about team instead of individual, I think is a big deal with this football team as well. So they're doing a lot of things right. There's no question about it. There is one phase that they're going to have to be really careful with in Baltimore, though it hasn't been talked about yet, as we finish off this Detroit theme. Baltimore special teams, they're amongst the best in the National Football League. Their special teams unit, they're number one in punt returns, averaging 16.6 per. Number one in second in kickoff returns, averaging 25.9. Third in covering kicks, 17.5 yards. You better play all three phases. Against Detroit, The Bengals played all three phases, and they came out with a big win. Going to have to carry that over to the Baltimore Ravens. Another thing I liked, a heartbreaking loss to the Green Bay Packers at home. You go on the road, you don't let one heartbreaking loss become a second loss. You go on the road against a team you should beat. You not only beat them, you dominate them. I think all of those are good signs as the Cincinnati Bengals get ready for the Baltimore Ravens after pounding the Detroit Lions.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.